As with everything made by iRig, their stuff is voiceover inaccessible. And it really irritates me, because I would happily spend £13 to have more pianos like this from my iPhone. But it isn't. Look at all these.
65. Hard. Soft. Adjust velocity curve to set the touch sensitivity in our grand piano. High values deliver a harder touch response.
Some of that's okay.
Velocity curve. Level full dimmed. Button.
I'm in the settings part, actually.
Menu. Back. Settings. Menu.
Let's go back.
Menu. Head. Close. Button.
Close that.
Edit off. Button.
Right, so from the top.
Edit off. Metro off. Button. Rec off. Button. Menu off. Button. Selected. Piano off. Button.
You would think that these...
Lock off.
Would
button.
Work.
iPhone with it up. Button. iPhone with it up. Button.
What does that mean?
iPhone wide it up. Button.
What does that mean?
iPhone with it up. Button.
What does that mean?
iPhone with it up. Button.
What does that mean?
iPhone with it up. Button.
I'm guessing those are the keys because.
iPhone with it up. Button. iPhone with it up. iPhone with it up. But iPhone with it up.
No, they don't all play.
iPhone with it up. Button. iPhone with it up. iPhone wide it up. But iPhone wide it up.
And you know, if they just bothered to do a little bit more work, make their app accessible, apps accessible. Sample Tank, for example, is another great iRig app. If they could just do a little bit more to go that extra mile, the same way that the ThumbGem guys have, the way that Korg has with iCastellator, the same way that Apple themselves have with GarageBand, they would have a lot more blind people buying their products. But instead, they don't respond to emails.
New notification from Edgerton.
Shush. They don't respond to emails, they don't care. If you're asking about spending money with them, they're more than happy to point you to their website. But the minute you mention VoiceOver, they clam up. I mentioned VoiceOver to them regarding this app because I heard a demo of it. And I said, oh, I take it works with your MIDI interface. They said, yeah, more information here. Next question to them was, oh, does it support VoiceOver? Nothing. 20 minutes ago. And they do respond quickly, believe me. I've seen them. But nothing. And it's not the first time this has happened. I've emailed them about it. So their accessibility department is crap, i.e. non-existent. And it's a shame, because I like this piano for an iOS device. And it only goes from there to there because it's the free version, so kind of... Oh, I get C-sharp. Why do I get C-sharp? I thought I wouldn't. Did I enable something that I shouldn't have and got an extra note?
iPhone MIDI up. Button. iPhone MIDI up.
Oh well, I won't
iPhone
complain.
Up. Button.
Particularly.
iPhone MIDI up. iPhone MIDI up. iPhone MIDI up. iPhone MIDI up. Lock off. Button.
All these...
Selected. Piano off.
Things.
Button. Selected. Piano off. Piano off.
Piano off.
Selected.
It's a selectee, non-selectee. What
piano
does it
off.
Mean? What the hell does that even mean? What is the point? It responds to volume control, though. It's quite nice. I don't know. But I could actually sit here and play this thing for a long time. I couldn't actually even set the channel in settings because VoiceOver would just bounce to the top of the window every time I did it. I wanted to set channel 2. It's on channel 1 and I didn't. What on channel 1? So, you know, I can't buy a product that I'm not really happy with, even if the sound being the main thing is what makes me happy. So, why do they do these things? Why do manufacturers care so little for some clients? Good night. My wife is off to bed, and so is Alice. Thank you. It's only actually in the menu and the settings that things actually make sense. But it just makes me so sad because this thing has nice velocity. And you can see it's very not latent. I'm hitting the keyboard and you can hear it. Although actually, I think you're hearing that on an audio repeater delay. So no, you won't get quite the effect I was aiming for. And I can't bring it to you any other way. No, okay, you were not getting that as I am. I'm wondering, how best can I demonstrate that? I could put the mic through the same audio repeater delay, actually, and then you would. But that's a lot more effort than it's worth. So just believe me, it's as quick as my MIDI gear at home, or it feels like it, maybe a few MS less. But really. MIDI polyphony issues. It says 64 note for newer devices. I'm running this on an iPhone 4S and it's pretty respectable. With the iRig MIDI interface, which also comes with a very inaccessible app. And all it does is, well, you're supposed to be able to update the firmware on the device. I haven't been able to do that successfully. I don't know whether there's new updates for it or not, because they haven't bothered to make it accessible. So I'm kind of screwed, aren't I? All because some manufacturer doesn't give a damn. Why? Oh, anyway, I was going somewhere with that. Where was I going with that? It was actually quite cool. Oh, yeah, right. Who is it? Ah. And back to the top. Anyway, I will stop playing and bitching, but it does upset me. So would you if you had an MIDI interface on the phone and wanted to play this thing, because it's great. It even puts the GarageBand piano to shame, and I thought that was hard to do, because Apple really did a good number with that. It's very, very reasonable for what it is. Oh, well, I'm getting out of here. In a sad, lamenting sort of way. Round and down. And round and down. Round and down. Unresolved chord. Let's leave it at that.